May 12, 2009, British Columbians will again be voting on whether to adopt the new voting system recommended by the BC Citizens Assembly on Electoral Reform, BCSTV. BCSTV is a more representative system in which elected representatives accurately reflect and are accountable to the will of voters. If you're interested in helping the campaign to bring fairer voting to BC, you can email us at fairvoteubc@gmail.com or visit the campaign website for more information at stv.ca. A message from the UBC Fair Vote Club.
Ladies and gentlemen, your DJ has spent hours setting up his lights. He spent ages performing sound checks. He's keeping reasonably sober and is prepared to play just about anything you care to ask for. It's raining men. Get ready for a very special night and party celebration.
Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
Okay, you're listening to CITR 101.6, a couple of minutes after 5 o'clock, and that means it's time for Chips with Everything, which is the British pop music show on CITR, and we'll be here for 1 hour, entertaining you. Hey, how's it going, Clive? Oh, no, you're not holding a ukulele.
Yeah.
Dave?
Yeah, that's right. It's going really well. I've been freeze-drying and then deep-frying chocolate bars lately. Great.
Yeah? And great. The results? Great. You got results for us later?
Yeah. And
did you bring any results with you, more importantly?
Yeah, all in my head. You know, everything people need to know about how to get through the summer, because it's after all going to be the unofficial, official first long weekend of summer.
It was a bit overcast as we drove up here, but it does feel a bit summery.
Mm-hmm.
So I you know, we've got 1 whole hour of British songs and hits from the UK,
so get
together some summer songs.
Yeah, so get your sunscreen
to kick off the show,
or maybe your sunscreen scented Febreze.
Did you do any? What's the summeriest thing that you've done though?
What? Like this weekend?
Sure.
Let's see. I made some Caesars.
Right.
I've
seen you do that in the wintertime, to be brutally frank.
Okay. I didn't know you were Frank and stopped calling me.
Oh. Okay. Really? Let's go. Okay. So the songs we have coming up. Summer Hit. Let's see. Summer Is Here by Denim. No, good. Wait. Sorry. Not Denim. Go-Kart Mozart. We're getting confused. We were listening to this a few minutes ago.
Good stuff.
Reminiscing.
Yep. Yeah. About as tasty as lemonade, you know, but real lemonade.
Followed by Tracy Ullman. Sunglasses. And I don't know. Then other summer hits to be decided, I guess.
Get the sand out from between your toes, sit back and have a guiltless drink because the summer's here.
And wait for a certain date, and then then I know that summer is here, summer is here. It's here, my friend. Summer is here, summer is here. It's here, oh yeah. And when I see you again, I'm gonna hold you oh so tight. I'm gonna swing you around, I'm gonna kiss your neck and then play with you all night. I'm gonna open your jeans, I'm gonna put myself in. We're gonna fly off on a cloud of white. And when the time comes for you to go, I'm gonna sink into the darkened night. Until the summer is here, summer is here. Here again. Our summer is here, summer is here. It's here, my friend.
It's 16 past five. This is CITR, Chips with Everything, the British music show. That was the Cougars. I know there's been a few bands called that, but this is these ones happen to be the ones from Toronto.
Outstanding.
And I wish it would rain.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I thought they transported me. I couldn't believe they were from Toronto. From what, now?
Were you transported back to Toronto in the early 70s?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I bet it was fun.
Let's see.
I know you like history, you know, as a way of
I don't know, because it was like
dealing with present times.
Well, when was the? I guess maybe not, man. Because I don't. It was still Presbyterian, boring Toronto in those days. You didn't have all the Anglo flight completed from Montreal, right? And all the money was just making its way over. So it was still.
You'd have taken Vancouver.
Yeah,
it was Vancouver in those days. 72.
You
were living here then, weren't you?
Outstanding. Oh my God. You wanted to eat?
That place you had out on Kent?
Let's see. No.
Out near the PNE?
Eaton Street.
Eaton Street near the PNE?
Yeah.
And like a couple other guys.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And your mum and dad.
Yeah, it was a good time. Yeah, back at the crib.
Was it good living near the PNE?
Yeah, of course.
One of my hobbies is to go around interviewing old people and filming it and hearing the reminiscences. So can we maybe talk about that? We'll set up something.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I'm proud to be considered an old person, first of all. You know?
All right, before the Cougars was the Tracy Ullman track Sunglasses, which was a hit single in like 81 or something. And then Go-Kart Mozarts with Summer Is Here. We're trying to be summery.
Yeah.
I think that's the end of all the stuff. That's no more summer songs because it's only like May.
Yeah. But I don't know about you. I was driving back from seeing my mom because it's Mother's Day. And I rolled up my shorts and took my shirt off in the car, and I was drive tanning.
Oh, this is, you're in this tanning contest, right?
Yeah, that's right. as well.
When is the first tanning? It's like coming up, isn't it?
It is. I think it's scheduled for June 1st.
So I think if I'm correct, like it's got a three or four legged tanning session over 2 months,
mm-hmm.
and you get marked. And what, 10 random different spots in your body?
Well, there's 10 different points, and it includes 5 specific parts of the body, and then you get things such as tone and depth of color,
right?
Consistency, and a few other things. I don't want to, you know, things that the laity probably wouldn't be interested in dealing with, light absorption rates into the skin and.
What's at stake?
A lot.
Is there a prize?
There is. There is, in fact. But I'm not, of course, allowed to divulge. But let's just say...
Is it medical care?
It's probably legal.
Oh, I see. Okay. 20 past five. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And this thing we're rudely talking over the top of is a new track by Simeon, Mobile Disco. We'll be right back.
over til 2, der er bestilt af Mr. Brown.
Okay, that Shock Treatment is a movie. 1981, they made a sequel to the Rocky Horror Show. That's the song from it. Look What I Did to My Id. And this, have you heard of this, Dave?
I hadn't it before today. I tell you, it, just as good as a cup of coffee. It was strong.
It was...
Wow, I'm sorry. I just had to go pick my socks off. Yeah, that was forceful. It was, you know, it was definitely, you know, listen to me forward. It definitely had that, you know.
The
got a merit badge for grabbing your attention.
The rough storyline is that the city of where Brad and Janet live,
right,
gets taken over by a fast food magnate named Farley Flavors, and then they become encased within a television studio for network television. I don't know. Should I go on? I think that's
if
all.
If you can make it interesting.
With hilarious musical consequences,
yeah,
right?
That's right. Of course.
That's how it comes out. So that was a track from that before that from an album called Thank You For Giving Me Your Time. Kada. K-A-A-D-A with a track called Brown.
Yeah, that's the one. I think that's the one that I thought was actually Geddy Lee getting in there a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, we were outside varnishing a ukulele when that was on anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So we weren't paying too much attention, but I know it's a great track.
And hopefully we'll be able to get to some wonderful CanCon we dug up from the modern vaults with a bit of ukulele and vocals on it. Young kid playing.
I hope so. Okay, let's get to the important matters.
And all that matters is tonight. Now,
what's happening tonight?
Well, I can tell you. What are you doing tonight? What are you doing?
Tonight, if you're in Vancouver, and I assume you are, except for those of you in, like,
Langley,
Ottawa, the final night of the Vancouver...
Oh, that's right.
International Burlesque Festival, which is 10 days.
Yeah.
10 days.
No, it's going to be a big
this is day
finish.
10. The only show that's left as of right now is Kitty Knights West at the Biltmore Cabaret. Just there.
Nice.
Kingsway up 12th and Kingsway or whatever. And, you know, it's burlesque stuff, surprise guests, and then also like a big party with DJ Teddy Smooth afterwards.
Yeah, and having been to last year's I'm sort of a playoff fan that way, you know. I go in the last few days and it was good stuff.
I went to I go to one every year.
Yeah, whether you need it or not, and believe me, you need it. So if you're interested, head on down.
Okay, what else is on tonight?
Where the hell's the party this time?
This one's at the Biltmore.
Nice.
$5 is how much it is. So
that's ridiculous.
That's actually stupidly cheap.
Okay, so it's at the Biltmore. What time is it starting?
8 p.m. The doors open. Show at 9 till 11. But then after 11 is...
Yeah, so if it was me, I'd get there. What? I'd get there 9:30, 10, just to be cool, unless you want to see some of the stuff, because you don't want to miss. Yeah.
There's other stuff happening in the city tonight. The Red Room, Madsen, Resurrex, and Uptown Riot. So that's good. That would probably be really loud. The Cobalt Puck Dig President's Choice, also probably really loud.
Yeah.
And the Railway Club sounds really boring. Mel Watson and Tamara Nile. That sounds like like an election debate.
Yeah, it does.
It's Mel Watson versus Tamara Nile tonight at the Railway Club. It's probably like free or $2 to get in.
You know, there's somebody whose first name is Haida, who's running. We were checking out one of East Vancouver's excellent seaside, portside industrial parks, and we saw Haida for a first name there. Haida Larson or something. Haida.
Yeah, she's standing.
Yeah.
You voted already, didn't you?
I did. Yeah.
We'll talk about that. Let's talk about the election later on.
So, fried eggs, Coca-Cola, what do you got for us?
Egg and bacon. Hey, what? The chicken
makes
a contribution. The pig makes a commitment.
To eggs and bacon. To eggs and bacon. The chicken. The chicken. That makes the commitment. Eggs and bacon. Eggs and bacon. It's the chicken that makes the contribution.
It's too late. disco allowed. No disco allowed. In the Department of Rock. No disco allowed. No disco allowed. No, no.
Fucking acid house.
Okay, that was Hot Chocolate with Man to Man from August 1976. And that's a great track, isn't it?
All it said to me was, hey, it's Sunday fucking night, not Monday morning.
That got to number 14 in the British pop charts. And Hot Chocolate, of course. Mm-hmm. You Sexy Thing.
Yeah.
They actually had their start with, they got signed, one of these bands that got signed by Apple Records, and they're just like shoveling money out the back door.
Right, yeah, the Apple Corps, right? Yeah. Isn't that what they called them?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I was going to ask you that, the Apple Corps. I mean, didn't they produce a lot of good stuff?
Sure, like Beatles records.
Anything else?
Yeah,
like
this was good. No, this was nothing to do with them. This is 7 years later.
Oh, I see.
By this time, Hot Chocolate had moved along, and the Apple company, I think, had gone out of business. I mean, You Sexy Thing was a hit in 75.
Okay.
So I'd imagine by the time Man to Man came out the next year, they were pretty much on fire.
Mm.
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. God, yeah. No, that's the tune to send off into space.
They may have done that.
You know. Oh, by the way, public safety announcement. Do not, I repeat, do not eat frozen Mars bars. Snickers, okay. That's an announcement from the Frozen Nougat and Caramel Information Council.
Okay, it's 5:45.
No, but I'm serious,
and,
though. A Mars bar, right?
No, but actually it's 5:45.
Is that also true?
It's 50 minutes till Queer FM comes on. And,
yeah. Speaking of which, there's a whole bunch of stuff.
I know.
Yeah, we should go, all of our good friends deserve a, just so you know what's going on. So Queer FM with Heather, bringing you what you need, 6 till 8, and then 8 o'clock, Rhythms India is going to be coming on with either Anoop or Sean and Ming, and then 9 to 10, everybody's favorite, Maxwell, doing Mondo Trasho. If you don't like his music, then you're just dead, especially on a Sunday. But so listen, stay, then it's 10 o'clock, and then as you're heading out, Transcend Dance, DJ Smiley Mike from 10 till midnight, and on it goes. It's going to be a great night to get out there, sit on your deck, hang out your balcony.
And listen to the Dolly Rockers. Are we going to move along?
Yeah.
Okay, I know you love them already.
Yeah.
Dolly Rockers, a three-piece band from near Chorley, I think. That's basically how they describe Manchester these days.
As they were heard to say in their interview.
And they are Sophie, Lucy, and Brooke.
Perfect. Those are just perfectly... Hey, to all you lovely people in Coppell and Chorley, this one's for you. Chorley FM. We're coming in your ears.
And we'll flash our plants when we can.
Cause I can get wild on a holiday.
If it's deja vu that I'm here with you, you're gonna get an iPhone.
Just me on Dolly in my Saint-Tropez. Have a little dance. I've been wild to shake. A rendezvous. You buy the Chardonnay. Have a little drink and laugh with me too.
give a dog out money, six or ten. Speak to an actor now and then and drive around in a Citroen. Lights on and it's time to roam. It looks more like a garden gnome with platform shoes and a shiny dome. His hands look strange for the Roman.
Cause I can get wild on a holiday.
Got mountain goats in the Moulin Rouge and we'll flash our pants when we can.
Cause I can get wild on a holiday.
It's a job, but I'm here with you. Gonna get an answer.
Just me and darling in my Saint-Tropez. I'm a little dance. I'll pick my touche. I'm new haven. You buy the Chardonnay. I'm a little drink out loud with me tonight. Just me and darling in my Saint-Tropez. I'm a little dance. I'll pick my touche. I'm new haven.
was from the album called God Help the Girl, which is a side project from some of the people in Bell and Sebastian. And Perfection as a Hipster is the title of that, and the album is out, I think, next week. But, yeah. Any further comment?
Well, like any good rock fish, flat fish, not cod, maybe you're ling cod, you might call it black cod. I flip-flop when it comes to Bell and Sebastian and anything to do with them. And I like that. I thought it was great. It was as refreshing as, oh, I don't know, help me out here. Maybe some unagi when you thought you'd ordered chicken wings and instead you got all this beautiful unagi in, you know?
I know it well, yes.
Oh, awesome. Fatty eel smoked meat. Mm. It's like instead of, you know, if I was going to get collagen or whatever injected into my lips, that's not what I would do. Instead, I would get
your man is talking here. His lips are currently bleeding.
Right.
Yeah. Cut his lip on a
rolled up piece of paper.
Rolled up piece of paper that. Nothing in it but herbs and medicinal things.
Yeah, and then I didn't lick first, so moisturize well.
Okay, do you want to? Shall we play this track by the Az?
Yeah.
Okay, we had them on the show a while ago.
As well, you should.
They actually now have some like stuff that they recorded in the studio. And this track's called "Too Young for You,"
mm-hmm. Which is great.
Sensation. $25 hanging out with my buddy, but I don't care, 'cause to feel God fix the sin. And that's why I got to sing this song. It goes like this. Oh, ecstasy, you.
This hour you've all been inhaling and exhaling, as we have been here at Chips With Everything.
That was, if you go to the, there's a record label called Cock Rock Disco, and if you go to www.cockrockdisco.com, you can download the entire 1 hour long stuff like that mix by DJ Rainbow Ejaculation.
You gotta check. You gotta check out the rainbow. You gotta check out the rainbow.
He's got a good look, actually.
Yeah, he's. Listen, if you're into black hardcore, gay loving hardcore, then this is your guy.
The genre, his self-described genre is hardcore, gay porn, happy hardcore.
Yeah,
I like two two hardcores in one genre name.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
And he actually makes his music and stuff, and he's a DJ. So,
and he calls himself DJ Rainbow.
www.cockrockdisco.com, and it's 6 o'clock, so we have to get going.
Yeah, so Heather's going to be coming up, and next week, this time, of course, it'll be DJ Kraz
with her fine blend of pop songs
and dark roasted soundtracks, movies, beautiful things,
stuff from Europe. And
that's Saint-Tropez.
Yeah.
So we'll be on our way.
And make way for our good friend Heather with Queer FM.
Remember, in, out. In, out. In, out.
Take a look, give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world that I want to have a little pride in. My world, and it's not a place I have to hide in. Life's not worth a damn
till you can say.